Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. New Jersey state troopers shot and killed a man outside his Camden County home. The state attorney general's office is investigating, as is protocol. KYW's Connor Barkon has more from Berlin Township.
The attorney general's office says two New Jersey state police detectives were conducting an investigation involving a man who they encountered on the street. It's not clear what happened during the interaction, but it led to one of the detectives pulling out his service weapon and shooting the man.
I saw the body drop, and then I saw the officers go into action. One was radioing somewhere to get help.
The AG's office says a revolver was recovered at the scene, but it's not clear if the gun belonged to the man who was killed or not.
Something happened to trigger them. There's no question about it. He wasn't charging because I didn't see any movement.
A family friend who witnessed the shooting tells our partners NBC 10 the man was 38 years old, a father of three girls, and was shot outside of his house. Neighbors who heard the shooting say it was too close for comfort.
I live, 100 yards down the street. And I got two little kids, and it just makes me nervous.
The AG's office has not released the identity of the man who was killed. Witnesses say the shooting was caught on video. In Berlin Township, Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Two more dogs suffering from neglect were found at the home of two women who were caught on video dropping off a pair of critically injured puppies at a North Philadelphia shelter last week. KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports.
Last Thursday, ACT Philly received a box with two puppies covered in necrotic wounds, so they enlisted the help of the Pennsylvania SPCA. Nicole Wilson is the PSPCA's director of animal law enforcement.
These wounds had been left for an extended period of time. Maggots were feeding off of the puppy's dead flesh, so they needed a lot of supportive care to try and save them from dying.
Meanwhile, PSPCA investigators found the suspect's North Philly home on West Russell Street near Germantown Avenue and confirmed the women did not just find the puppies and act as Good Samaritans.
One of the individuals on scene, who was a relative, did specifically indicate that these were actually their animals that needed this life-saving care and attention.
While executing a search warrant Monday, officers found the women, the clothes they were wearing on camera during the drop-off, and two more dogs who had been left outside in the heat.
They do have some skin issues as well, and signs of fly bites to their ears consistent with dogs that spend excessive amounts of time outside.
Wilson says all four dogs are stable, though the puppies may need their tails amputated. The veterinary data now gets compiled so the PSPCA can recommend charges to the DA. Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Seniors who live in an apartment building in South Philadelphia had to be evacuated because of an electrical fire. It's the second time in about a month this has happened at the Courtyard Apartments near 4th and Washington in Queen Village. People who live there boarded air-conditioned SEPTA buses and were taken to a shelter at a high school. A fire in an electrical box in the building late last month also prompted an evacuation. The extreme heat may delay or disrupt your train today. When temperatures get above 90 degrees, SEPTA slows down its trains, says spokesman Andrew Bush.
The slowdown on speeds is only about 10 miles an hour, so it's not something that customers are really going to notice while they're on board. It will result sometimes, though, in trains being late.
Bush says having slower speeds reduce the potential for damage from expanding rail tracks or sagging overhead lines. And that's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.